All right, Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer with you on a Monday morning. All right, Joe, got a lot to get to. Got an update. You know, last Friday we were talking about things that scare you, why you like being scared, biggest, best scary movie of all time, and stuff like that. And then we're also talking about the movies that you are surprised when people say they've never seen it before. And you said Jaws. And I was like, yeah, I cannot believe you've seen Jaws. You've also never seen Star Wars. Like, those two movies to me are like, I can't believe you've never seen the movies.
But to be fair, I've seen 30 minutes of Star Wars, and it's like, that's enough for me.
But, I think, at least with Jaws, you had the self-awareness to be like, yeah, this is a movie that's super popular. Like, I feel like everyone's seen it. I've never seen it.
When you look at the movies I've seen it, it's ridiculous I've never seen Jaws.
Right.
Yes.
And I feel like it's hard to know what that movie is for yourself. Because, you know, you've never seen it. You know what I'm kind of getting at? Like,
I'm surprised when people say they haven't seen Back to the Future, but I would guess half the people our age have never seen Back to the Future.
Yeah. If you've never seen it, you don't really think about it.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I was thinking, for me, the movie is The Godfather.
You've never seen it?
Never seen The Godfather. And I feel like that's a movie. Now, again, you reach that younger than us, you're never going to be that surprised if no one's sat through The Godfather. But I feel like we're still in that age of it was a movie all growing up was always on TV. All of them were always on TV. It's a movie everyone talks about all the time. Never seen it.
I watched all three during college. My roommate was a huge Godfather fan. But if it wasn't for that, Brian, I would probably be right there with you. I mean, I was the benefit of having a roommate who loved that movie series.
I mean, I've seen a lot of movies. The length doesn't matter to me because I'll watch long, dramas. I've never seen it.
I thought of a movie to put on the list of I'd be surprised someone our age hasn't seen it. Wolf of Wall Street.
Never seen it.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I thought you had. Okay.
That's recent for our age, though.
It's recent, but it was a big movie and it's easy to find. I'd say if you're on Netflix, you're an easy to find movie.
I think you have to be at least 15 years old for me to be surprised you've never seen it. You have to give a lot of time.
Okay.
My head.
The movie's got to be around for...
It's got to be around for a while.
It's been around for less than a decade, so it can't be on the list yet.
The time for a while. Like that... That's what I'm kind of thinking.
I like that. You're right. That's fair.
Like the modern one for me was Austin Powers. How long? I mean, that's 99
years.
That's 99, right?
Since the first one, yeah.
So almost 25 years.
Yeah.
Getting close to that. But like that to me is about as modern as you can get with like.
I get that.
I can't believe you've never seen that.
Yeah.
Which is weird because anything older than that, you're like, oh, well. Now, I'm not surprised you've never...
It's a very thin...
You got like a sweet spot right there. Okay, so we had that over the weekend, Joe. Yesterday, we had almost catastrophe at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So I was lucky enough. I'm the godfather to my friend's daughter, and the baptism was yesterday. Catholic Church, 1 o'clock, plans change and everything.
Yeah.
It was originally going to be, part of the mass earlier in the morning, obviously. At plan change, like, all right, it's just the baptism and they're doing it at 1 o'clock after church and everything.
So after
like
the mass lets out, the baptism happens.
Baptism is there. So we're all, everyone get together. 1 o'clock, we show up at the church, and let's go in. And we're all just kind of hanging out. And I'm thinking, I feel like I recognize most of the faces here. I don't see, where are the people? I'm thinking, one of those. The priest was not there.
Where was he?
Where was he? I'm going to assume watching the Bills game.
Was it his idea to move the baptism?
I don't know. I don't know who, the schedule. I was absent of all that. I show up for the big event. I play with fire in the church, hold the candle and everything, and get to do a great picture of me playing with fire during the middle of this ceremony, by the way.
Scary.
just showing the little kids how to not do it. But they couldn't find anyone. So the priest wasn't there. Eventually it's 1, 101, 102,
I mean, how long do you
where,
give?
So
it is a priest. You have
it,
to get.
It was only a couple minutes that we gave before we're like, let's take a walk around here and see what's going on. And they couldn't. I'm going under the assumption that, you know, mass is over. See ya. Robes come off. Allen jersey goes on, and they're
so. This was the same priest that presided over mass just 2 hours ago.
I don't know that to be certain. I'm going to assume that's the case. But they couldn't find anybody. They found, luckily, at this church, there was apparently in another part of the facility a basket raffle going on, and so there was somebody working in the church that they were able to find, because if this hadn't been going on, we would have been the only people there. There would have been no one. We just would have been an empty church.
You'd have been locked in the church.
Well, no locked doors, I don't think, because we all walked in. We've been throwing our own party in there. They found someone who went into the basket raffle area and must have been like, we need a deacon. Can anybody help us out? Is there somebody who's able to do this and throw on? Luckily, there was one person in the church who said, I'm stepping up.
So a deacon can
preside
over a baptism.
Walked in, put on the robes, got everything ready, and did the whole thing. It was great. Now, I was originally thinking they just found some guy who was trying to win some baskets down there. But no, did the whole ceremony, and it was very nice. But I was thinking at some point, Joe, I'm like, you know, I am a minister.
Yeah.
You know, as seen at, by the way, your wedding. I don't know if you remember, but I was presiding over that ceremony. I am prepared to step up. Now, it may be a little blasphemous to do it here, but I know you're having a party at the park right down there, and I can dip the baby into the canal.
Right.
And we can do this. Don't worry, I'll have a nice tight grab on there. We can do this the old-fashioned way. And I'll look up at the Universal Life Church website the words to say.
I'm glad you had the sense, if you were to do it, you know what, it's not proper for me to do it here at the church.
I'm glad that
you would have had that.
Well, to be honest, I would have brought it up for a vote to see where they wanted to. If they really wanted to do it in the church, who am I to let everyone down? But I would have preferred to do it away, do it somewhere. I was ready to step up, though, to bring back my role as reverend.
And the priest never, said, hey, sorry?
No, I don't know if that person will be heard from again. Well,
that's it's unfortunate.
It just disappeared. Almost catastrophe.
You can't get mad, but, you know.
Here's the thing, though. If there wasn't someone at the basket raffle, I mean, it was a lot of Bills fans in the crowd. I think, 15, 20 minutes in, they would have said, all right, Brian, you're up.
Yeah, seriously, we gotta get this show on the road.
Everything's planned, the catering's ready to be picked up. Let's go.
It would have been funny if the reason it was moved to one was because of the priest, and then he's not there. I mean, that would have been the kicker.
But almost but that's how Bill's crazy. I think everyone is.
I mean,
if I had to guess, that's exactly what happened behind the scenes.
I'd say it's very likely. Yeah,
watching the Bills kick off against Washington.
My schedule has nothing on it, right? After 12:30, okay, I'm going home.
I saw a lot of Bills fans there. Hope everyone had a good trip. If you did make the trip, not the best weekend to be in the D.C. area from the weather that I saw. It was pouring all day Saturday was trying to see the sights.
You don't like to sit through tropical storms?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the game didn't seem too bad.
No.
But, you know, if you went there for the weekend trying to go out there and explore Washington, D.C., and then go to the game, probably could have had a better weather day.
There's a lot of great bars in the D.C. Landover area, so I'm sure a lot of people saw them.
The Smithsonian's mostly inside, so
a good point. You could see Columbo's jacket.
You could still do some of that. That's the only thing to you that's in the Smithsonian.
I think we brought up the Smithsonian three times, and every time I bring up Columbo's jacket.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Can I just, before we get further in the show, I have to complain. And I don't like to complain.
Complain of the week.
We were supposed to save complaints for Wednesdays, but this morning I got up early, right? I've been going to the gym most mornings, and I really like that start to my day. So, I packed my bag last night, Brian, and as you can tell, I packed a shirt to tuck in. So
Joe is still dressed up.
So I had this ready to put on at the gym. So I get to the gym around 3:15. It didn't look open, but you know me. I'm not assuming anything. I'm like, okay, well, they're supposed to be open, so maybe they just have the lights down. No cars in the parking lot. But anyway, I go pull on the door. Gym's closed. Right on the door, it says, open 12 a.m. Monday to 9 p.m. Friday. Closed. So I don't know what's going on, Planet Fitness, if you didn't announce the closure, if someone forgot to show up. But it was a real awful start to my day. So I did what anyone would do in that situation. I took a parking lot nap and then came to work.
Just what anybody would do. I got to say, I'm not surprised. It's not the type of place I expect to be open no matter what the sign on the door says.
Then don't give me that. I mean, it's been very consistent. Well, I've been doing this for a month now. Been very consistent.
On Mondays?
I've done Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays are the most mornings I go in the afternoon the other days.
I'm not anticipating consistency.
Well, and that's the issue, because they do close Sunday night. The rest of the week, they're open all day, every day. But on the weekends, they do close, and I think someone may have forgotten to set their alarm for midnight on Monday.
Yeah, if it were like a small, like privately owned gym, yes, I expect they're going to be open when the hours on the door say they're going to be open. But if you just have some, you know, some, like when I was 20 years old or so, however old the people behind the desk are, yeah, well, I could expect that to happen.
I'm going to say, I hope they don't think they got away with it, because I just mentioned it on a popular radio show and I tweeted about it.
Which one?
Popular radio station.
All right, Joe. Big news over the weekend. Well, there's a lot. Maybe this is not the biggest news over the weekend. I take it back. But anyways, it's news over the weekend. Usher will perform at the Super Bowl. He says it's an honor of a lifetime to finally be able to cross one of his bucket list items, the Super Bowl halftime show, which that's a lofty bucket list here. If we're comparing bucket lists, Usher to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. Joe to just go to Wyoming. I mean, that is
Montana.
Montana. That is quite a difference in bucket list items, if I'd have to say so. I mean, but to each their own.
And lucky for Usher, they come to Vegas while he's doing a residency. So it worked out for him.
He'll perform February 11th in Vegas. He'll release his first new album in 7 years on that day. You know, it's a good idea to release the album on the day where people are watching you for the first time in a decade.
Yeah.
Usher at the Super Bowl halftime show. What do you make of the Super Bowl halftime show? I think it's pretty interesting, because I don't know what to make of the Super Bowl. Like, it's gone through phases, right?
But that's the best part. It's not consistent. It's hey, you might not have liked the show this year. You might like it next year.
But it was for a while like the, you know, who is the biggest name in music, they will perform the Super Bowl halftime
show. When MTV used to put the halftime show together, when MTV did music, and they put the halftime show, yes, it was always, who's on TRL? You're probably going to see one or some of them.
By the way, MTV should do the halftime show now. Just like trot out Teen Moms.
I was going to say, yeah, Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Like all of them, just on the, and just see what happens. But no, it used to be like who's who in music. Michael Jackson did the Super Bowl, you know, the big name. Who is that person? And then the Janet Jackson thing happened. So then they, you know, switched it off a little. We'll do all-time legends.
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, the Rolling Stones.
The Who.
The Who, U2, Prince, like kind of fit that mold. Like we're just going to have Springsteen, you know, all kind of in the same time period.
Prince in the Rain, one of the best.
Right. We're like, all right, let's go with a thing a bunch of people are going to like. They're legends. They're big enough to do it.
Because they didn't
want offensive. They might have been offensive when they came out in the 60s, yes. But now everyone's kind of used to it. Yeah. No one's going to be screaming about Paul McCartney's haircut.
Yeah.
Cut your hair, yeah.
They didn't want to take any risks after 04. So they went with the legends that wouldn't pose a risk.
And then it shifted again. They were like, all right, we did that sort of thing for a while. Let's go back to the big names. Katy Perry did it when she was like at the height of her popularity.
And she brought a legend on with her.
Who?
Lenny Kravitz.
See, you ask me about anything that actually happened during these. I can tell you who did a lot of them.
That's what I'm here for.
The actual performance, I'm just so out of the loop, Joe.
She brought on Lenny Kravitz, and then she brought those sharks, which became a meme for like a decade.
You had Bruno Mars at the height of his
with the Chili
popularity.
Peppers.
Oh, yeah, Red Hot. He brought on the legend, you know, a lot of people getting in on it. Who else more recently?
The Weeknd.
Beyoncé.
Beyoncé
was,
yes.
You know, still is huge.
Yeah.
And she was doing it. The Weeknd during the time when no one was there.
Yeah.
Or they had like a half capacity Super Bowl or Florida, whatever.
I thought it was a great show.
Very. And now they're maybe shifting away from that a little bit into, I don't know what this is. Usher, who is a throwback. Not a throwback in the sense of where that when they used to do throwbacks, right? Because the throwback McCartney, Rolling Stones, you're throwing it back 40 years.
It's an us throwback.
It's a throwback of like 20 years.
Yeah.
To where I guess it's a Gen X millennial type of thing kinda that like would be maybe popular.
What we saw with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, the other year, what they did.
50 Cent, and that was the 90s and early 2000s. Rihanna, yes, still very popular, but Rihanna, you know, came out over 20 years ago. So that was kind of a...
We were talking about this morning. I just can't believe that you thought Usher was bigger than Rihanna right now.
Yeah, I surprisingly, I did not know Rihanna had that many daily plays on Spotify. That and I like Rihanna. I think she has great music. However, I will say this. The show, Rihanna's show, was more of a throwback than a her Music Today show. That was a throwback show. It was a lot of stuff from when we were in high school and college, which I think is her great is her best stuff.
But so Usher is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm wondering for people out there, 803-0930, what is the best idea for a Super Bowl halftime show? Like, build your dream Super Bowl halftime show. What does it look like?
Can I say I think what they did with Bruno Mars and the Chili Peppers was probably one of the better shows?
I thought that was one of the most entertaining Super Bowl halftime shows in
I watched it your
my
house.
Lifetime.
That's how I remember of it.
You did?
Yeah, I believe the Super Bowl was... Did we not? Maybe not? I don't know. I'll have to go back and look. Yeah, because there you've got throwback, and at the time, Bruno Mars was like the biggest act in pop music, right? Top 40 music. Bruno Mars, when he did the Super Bowl, was the biggest act. Now, speculation, rumors are that the NFL tried to get the biggest act to do their halftime show this year, and she declined, which makes a lot of sense after the tour that she's been on.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, the biggest acts don't necessarily need the Super Bowl anymore.
Right.
It is... I saw, you know, when one of the shows this morning was talking about it, the biggest night in music, or music's biggest stage, that's what they called it. I think that's probably right.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah. You're not going to get more eyeballs on you than right there.
No, I mean, the Grammys are not what they used to be.
You know, it's not even close. But what is the best Super Bowl halftime show you could cook up? 803-0930, let us know, and your dream Super Bowl halftime show. And Joe, I'll say this. My dream Super Bowl halftime show, the best one I could cook up, is probably Usher.
Something you don't want to watch.
It's the perfect, in my mind, it is the perfect Super Bowl halftime show. Because Usher, I am just told, I have zero opinion of Usher. Which is exactly what you want when you're hosting a talk show and you're talking about something that you want to say. I have no opinion one way or the other on it. But it's true. I have no reason to dislike him. I don't particularly care for him. It's not the type of music I listen to. I know he's very popular, whatever. I don't know if it's bad or good. It's just not anything I pay. It's like the Barbie movie, Joe. You know, so many people, what'd you think about it? Or people are like compelled to see it because it's very popular. Me, I'm sitting over here like, no, Barbie, look it. It's a movie. It's not made for me. I don't care about it. I'm not going to see it. I don't care what anybody thinks about it. Usher is the same way. And it's perfect because you know who does like Usher? Probably my wife. She probably likes a couple of the songs. And the Super Bowl is one of the games where you're watching with a bunch of people. You want something. You know, they tease it a couple times during the first time. You want something there to keep everybody interested. And it's probably going to keep my wife like, oh, yeah, I'd like to see that Super Bowl halftime show. And she might pay attention through halftime. And then, you know, then I lose her for the rest of the game. But It's there for everybody, and I feel no, I'm not compelled, I feel no duty to sit through the Super Bowl halftime show myself because I don't really care. It's not somebody I care. If it was somebody I heard of or liked, I might feel like, all right, now I got to sit down, I have to watch this, see what it's all about and everything. Nope, I can go to the bathroom, I can eat a chip, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, you might be surprised after our discussion. I like Usher. I'm a big Usher fan, and I'm actually looking forward. I'm trying to think of what his set list will be. I did that with Rihanna last year too, but I'm excited to see Usher at the halftime show. I'd like to see his residency in Vegas too. First, I'd have to get out to Vegas, and then I could see his residency. But I'm excited for it. I think it's a good show. I thought Rihanna. I think they've had some really good halftime shows in the last decade, and I don't think Usher will be any different. What do you say? What's your perfect Super Bowl halftime show? 803-0930, Star 930, BMAZ and Beamer on, where are we? News Radio 930 WBEN.
We are back here. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer on WBEN. And we're talking about the Super Bowl halftime show. It was announced yesterday. Usher will be at the Super Bowl halftime. To me, it was a strange pick when I heard that. I'm like, well, what is the Super Bowl? I thought it was the biggest stage in music. You get the top hot artist, you know, the best, biggest name that you could possibly find. Usher didn't really stand out to me as being quite that. But I do think for me, Joe, I decided earlier this morning, it is the perfect Super Bowl halftime show for me because it has everything I want. It has something that my wife might like that might keep people who don't really care about the game invested until at least after halftime. Meanwhile, I'm free to do whatever because I don't even care to tune in to see what songs they play. I don't know any of them. And I don't need to learn them during the Super Bowl. So Usher is my perfect Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the set list will be. Obviously, we won't know until he performs it. That stuff doesn't usually leak out. But I'm excited for the halftime show. I was excited for the halftime show. I've really been excited for halftime shows. Like I said, the last decade, I think they've been really good. And I think a mix of Pepsi, Apple, and Jay-Z have put together some really good halftime shows over the last decade.
We'll go to Jack in North Buffalo, 803-0930. Jack, what's your perfect Super Bowl halftime show? You had to make one.
Well, I guess this one with Usher, because it gives me a chance to have a bathroom break and go in the kitchen and get more refreshments and food.
That's exactly what I'm saying,
no
Jack.
No idea what he's... Huh?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I like it.
I have no idea what he sings. I don't even know the guy. Well, I've heard the name, obviously. But
I don't know him either.
That's perfect. I mean, yes.
If you put up something that you'd want to see, what would it be?
Oh, wow. Jeez. I already saw the Stones there, and they were terrible. But I thought, But Tom Petty did a good job. He was good when he was on. But right now, I don't know. There's nobody there in my age group or my classic rock people that I would like to see anymore. Because they're all kind of going by the wayside.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Hey, Jack, thanks for the call. 803-0930.
This is the new, not classic rock, but classic hits. I mean, this is the new classic hits. What you're seeing with Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Usher this year, the very early part of Rihanna's catalog, that's what now is considered classic hits.
Yeah. A little younger skewing than when they had, though. You know, again, when they did the Stones and everything, those bands were like 40 years
removed.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, these are maybe 20 years removed
from their heyday.
It is that classic hits type of thing. You know, to Jack's point, they just wrapped up. They're done touring. They're all done. How about one final show, Dead & Company, right in the middle of the Super Bowl halftime show? I would like to see that.
Yeah, and like Usher is with you, for me, that'd be a great opportunity to go to the bathroom.
You wouldn't be interested to see Dead & Okay, how are they going to fit anything into 10 minutes?
Yeah, exactly.
I would want to see it.
Do they have a 10-minute song?
What are you going to do? No, well, because to me, and I'm not a Deadhead or anything like that by any sort, but I love the Grateful. I'm like the opposite of everybody. I love the Grateful Dead studio albums. Like I love their music. They're like U.S. Blues, you put that, it's like 4 minutes. It's a great song. It's on a bunch of my playlists.
They have studio albums?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no one plays
it. Where do you think the song? Yeah, that's the thing. Like their most popular stuff is the live stuff where they're jamming out. I would love to see that version of The Dead on the stage for the Super Bowl halftime show. That would be cool.
With John Mayer?
It would have to be. I mean, you can't resurrect people. That's the rule, by the way, of this little exercise, your perfect Super Bowl halftime show. They have to be alive.
Right. This can't be like
that. Yeah. You can't choose Elvis, unfortunately.
I mean, I think...
That would be a great Super Bowl halftime show.
Well...
Elvis?
Yeah. I mean, you might not have to resurrect Elvis.
Yeah. Well, how old would Elvis be?
Yeah, I know.
Like 91?
Are there still people that think Elvis... really, you know, faked his death? I mean, wouldn't he have come out by now?
I don't know. I got a book on it. I'll give it to you.
I would actually read that.
You would? Then I'll bring it in. I got the whole book.
Button-down shirt Joe Beamer will read that book.
Just you looking professional. You got your button-down shirt on, your glasses, sitting on a park bench, flipping through a book, and then you zoom in a little close. What's he reading? Oh, Elvis is alive. on our text board, 803-0930, there are, I like this one suggestion that came in. Why does it have to be music? Why can't it be a magic act like David Blaine or something like the Blue Man Group? Now, or Cirque du Soleil. Now, I don't know, Blue Man Group, isn't that, I mean, that's basically music, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like more of a live thing. I do love the idea of... a magic halftime show, and not like a kid's magic show, like something that people will look at and go, wow.
Now, forgive me, I might be wrong here. I feel like the magic has hit its peak. Like late 90s, early 2000s, when ABC would have a special every month. I feel like we've missed, the boat has sailed on the magic halftime show.
Yes and no.
I mean, since it's in Vegas, I guess... it will never pass because it's always a hot commodity of some of those shows in Vegas.
I remember the night before Thanksgiving, network TV, there was always a like 2-hour magic special on one of the network, like ABC or Fox or something like that. You don't have that anymore. But the writer's strike, you'd think it would make a comeback. But no, you don't have that anymore with the big magic. But what you do have, if you log on to like Netflix or any of these streaming shows, I feel like there's some of the top shows streaming, not the top, but they're up there in the mix. Magic shows that are released on these streaming services, I think are kind of popular.
Penn and Teller, still very popular show in Vegas.
Yeah, and they have a show on network TV too.
That's right.
At least one. They might have a couple.
Yeah.
I don't think it's totally pat. I think that would be cool. Like a magic, not a card trick thing. Imagine that you're at the Super Bowl. He pulls someone from the audience, you know, going into the crowd. The halftime show starts in the crowd, doing a card trick on someone. Then he floats to the stage.
Ah.
I mean, now we're on to something. My eyes would be locked to that Super Bowl halftime show.
I would probably watch it regardless.
He makes Elvis appear.
Full circle.
Right? And then just does the whole thing. Another suggestion on the text board, and I think this is one I'm surprised has not happened yet. And now we're entering into the, like, this is old hits and like an old, almost nostalgic band. I know they're still releasing music, but Foo Fighters. Someone said Foo Fighters would be their best rock choice. Popular, well-liked, and they actually play their instruments. I totally agree. That to me is a Super Bowl halftime show band. They've got to be the, and I'm saying this without deep knowledge, I think they've got to be the biggest active rock group right now. Is that, am I far off?
I think you're, I mean, again, I'm most, not the person to ask, but I would say you're right.
Maybe the biggest with the most widespread appeal. I don't know if they're like biggest in numbers, you know, they're the most popular, but I think a widespread appeal that isn't a nostalgia or like going back, like Metallica's 40 plus years old now, I think they're it in terms of big. So I'm surprised they haven't done a Super Bowl halftime show yet.
Yeah, so am I, because they've been rumored to be in this. Maybe they've were like Taylor Swift and said, hey, you know what? It's not for us.
Don't want to do it.
People do turn it down.
Which is,
I think Usher, I mean, Usher did what the NFL wanted, right? People were talking about it. It was trending on Twitter. Again, that's not the be-all and end-all. I'm just saying, I think it did what they wanted it to do. It didn't just go and people didn't talk about it. We're talking about it. I mean, people are talking about it. And, I mean, Usher, I think, was big enough. I mean, he had 9 number ones. You think he just does a melody of all 9 number ones? I hope so. But I think it was a good choice. Foo Fighters would have been a good choice as well.
Someone else saying Chicago. Someone else saying Queens of the Stone Age. LL Cool J. My favorite Super Bowl halftime show, and I mentioned this, Usher, like, is perfect for me, fits in that mold. Like, I don't want it to be anyone I've heard or seen or care that much about because I don't really care to pay that deep attention to it. I don't want to see someone I really like in the Super Bowl halftime show, even if it's something I want to pay attention to. It's seeing someone you really like in that venue, shortened songs. Like, I don't know, I kind of feel like I'm robbed a little bit of actually seeing the band. Like, it's cool that they're out there, but I don't know. Are you really going to enjoy it if it's someone you really like?
A great example of that was the Michael Jackson halftime show in one of the Super Bowls the Bills played. It was a great halftime show, but again, if you love Michael Jackson's music, you didn't get a full song. It was just clips of his popular songs throughout the 80s. So I think if you're like a huge fan, like,
it's like a tease.
Yeah, this is all I'm going to think of, and especially if it's someone who's not going on tour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could just go all the way back to the 80s, Brian. And the 80s at the Rose Bowl, the halftime show was a salute to the big band era. And they had the Grambling State Marching Band.
Bring back the marching bands
for the halftime show. It's just funny how far we've come. I mean,
yeah.
Again, Grambling State, a very good marching band, but it's just 8 years later, Chubby Checker was doing the halftime show. So it within the 80s, we went from marching bands to Chubby Checker, Gloria Estefan. We went to having the halftime shows that have turned into what we know and some love today.
Someone else agreed with you, saying, how about you just throw the Ohio State marching band, let them make squigglies on the field. someone else saying Garth Brooks would be big to see at the halftime show. I'm surprised. Right, that should be a name that would be.
I'm surprised that hasn't been a halftime
right up
show
there right now. I don't know. The marching band thing. The best part about it is someone pointed out would be back to 15 minutes, right, for the halftime instead of the how long does halftime run at the Super Bowl? Half hour longer.
Half hour longer, but the show is not much longer than 15 minutes.
Yeah, but the setup, tear down, yeah, like everything else in between.
The focus would be on the game
for a while. You could do, Joe, an all tribute act to, and this is something else we've talked about this in the past, but it was something else you brought up today about how, you know, I see some of these older acts. So what's being advertised on our station right now? The Righteous Brothers coming into town. And you are always taking offense to some of these shows that go on without maybe all of their original members. And my response to you was, when we're talking about the Righteous Brothers or something, now, if it's someone I really like, or if it's like a singular person, you know, if it's Willie Nelson, like, I have to see actual Willie Nelson. If it's somebody I really like, you know, I want to see the actual band. But for a lot of other bands who are just like, oh, they're nice, I like some of the songs, they're very old, like the Righteous Brothers, I maintain that you can just throw, Joe, it could be me and you on the stage, throw us up there, as long as we sound like it, call us the Righteous Brothers, and I don't think anyone really minds the difference.
When your band is two members, and I mean, again, if you're a Righteous Brother fan, you know that the other band member has been deceased for, you know, I think 2 decades now. To me, it's just, when can you stop calling yourself that name? It's like Journey, we've had this discussion a million times. Journey and Foreigner are not Journey and Foreigner. The Righteous Brothers, yes, they've got the guy with the deep voice, and I always forget his name. You never close your eyes. That guy.
You're a Righteous Brother adjacent.
So they have half the Righteous Brothers, and they could say so-and-so from, but it's not the Righteous Brothers. It's so-and-so from the Righteous Brothers and this other guy. It's not Journey. It's a few band members from Journey, and this new singer. It's not Queen. It's the,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
People do know. I think people definitely. Well, you should know that about Queen.
Yes.
You're not going to have the actual.
Yes.
And when it comes to Journey, all right, they have some big fans. For me personally, you can put any local band on there. They probably play the songs better than Journey does, and they can call themselves Journey, and I wouldn't notice the difference because I, you know, I'm not really, and I'll enjoy myself just the same. I can't imagine. There's that many Righteous Brothers super fans who would be that offended that it's not the real Righteous Brothers. I honestly, the Righteous Brothers, who else? I mean, who else can, the Commodores,
Lionel Richie has not been with the Commodores for 3 decades.
But like any of these groups, I mean, I swear, I put anyone on the stage. Do you sound good? Are you singing their songs? Call yourself whatever you want. I won't notice the difference.
No, and most people wouldn't. I just think, like I said, if I had gone to Foreigner and I didn't realize that, oh my gosh, help me, Brian, Lou, the lead singer of Foreigner.
No, not a clue. You could put Jimmy behind the microphone. If he sounds the same, I'm like, wow.
But if you paid price to see what you thought was 1970s Foreigner, and then you find out Lou Gramm is not the singer, you don't go, well, what did I paid to see a cover band. Again, I know in your situation you wouldn't. But if you had and you thought you were seeing the real band.
Well, okay, here's the distinction, though, is are you paying that kind of money to see that group? In most cases, you're not.
And if you are, you know everything about that group.
Yeah, you're not going to pay top dollar in 2023 to see Foreigner. I don't think.
Right.
Now, the way this could have been true was the Eagles. They came to town. Glenn Frey is dead.
R.I.P.
And they came in, they played the arena, and it was well over $100, $150 just to get in. That's the one case where I'm like, whoa, hold on.
See?
People would be upset. Like, I would imagine if you're an Eagles fan, you're upset, like, what, a huge member of the band isn't there. You're charging as if you're the real thing. That would be bad. But they're the Eagles. They're one of the biggest groups of all time, and that's one of the huge members of them. The Righteous Brothers are how old? 60? How old have the Righteous Brothers been around?
I mean, late 50s.
So you're talking 60-plus years. It's Herman's Hermits, throw them, you know, any of these bands.
But when they come, it says so-and-so from Herman's Hermits.
Right, they don't need to say that. Just tell me it's Herman's Hermits. I don't care. Play the songs. Would sound good. I'd rather there be a young person in there who's got some energy and playing them around. Tell me it's the real thing. It's only $20. What's the difference?
I think what influenced me, Brian, was this story from 2020 and 2007. And again, this is completely different because Steve Perry's not complaining that he's not singing in Journey. He left Journey. But there were members of the Drifters, the Coasters, and Sha-na-na who said, hey, wait a minute. These aren't really us. These are phony imposter bands. And I think I saw that 2020, and it has just... I think of that every time I see a band touring with someone who's not the... And I do think... It's what upsets me. It's mostly when it's a vocalist that's not present on the band.
Yeah, maybe.
In Journey and Foreigner situation, their lead singers are not deceased. They left the band. So I think.
But what did you just say in this example from this 2020 episode? From when? Like 10 years
2007.
Ago? 2007. What was it? Who are the groups?
So the Drifters, the Coasters, and Sha-na-na.
Now, to me, the ridiculous part would be you're a person in the audience. Who are you're going to see the Drifters,
the Coasters,
Sha-na-na, and you are so upset that there are not original members of the Drifters, the Coasters, and Sha-na-na that you took it to John Stossel.
But that's the problem. It wasn't the audience. The audience was like you. It was members of these bands saying, "Wait a minute, you're not the Drifters." We're the Drifters. We're the remaining members of the Drifters, and you're touring with our name. That was,
okay.
And I think it was that influenced
you. You can't do that.
But the problem is they're completely unrelated because, you know, Steve Perry's not protesting Journey, but for some reason this influenced me.
Mm-hmm. If I'm the Drifters, I'm hiring these people, and I'm saying, yes, go around, tell them, you're us.
Yeah.
Give us we'll look good. We'll take 20% off the top and have yourself a good time. Lease out the name. There's so many bands who could do that, who don't rely on, like, the Foo Fighters can't do that.
Right.
Dave Grohl is like, there are bands that cannot do that. Dave Grohl is the Foo Fighters.
You think people would notice if he wasn't there?
I think people would kind of notice if they went to go see the Foo Fighters at the arena and it wasn't him. But so many of these other groups could absolutely just be replaced by everybody and just kind of go around as if the Tribute Act was a real thing.
And that was the problem, though. These surviving members of these bands back in 07, they didn't make a lot of money when they were big, Brian. And now these fake acts are getting paid because guess what? Surprise, surprise, they're charging less.
Well, yeah, as they would.
Yeah.
As they should, probably. All right, Joe, we'll be back here tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. David is back. He will be here right after the news with Lucas Buckley. And before we get out of here, I should say happy anniversary to my wife. 2 years. Seems like yesterday, Brian. It's been 2 years and seemingly going strong. So happy anniversary.
What a ringing endorsement.
No, I thought I'd say something funny there. David's next here on WBEN.